a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You can slide into our DMs at any time, and sometimes we'll read it, and this time I did. And Alicia from Meredith did just that. And it says here, this is what got my attention. Hi, guys. I have a weird request for you, but as you're the voices of Geelong and surrounding areas, I was wondering if you could help. And I thought, ha-ha! I'm flattered.
A compliment will get you so far, Alicia.
So we've got Alicia from Meredith on the phone right now. Morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
Mate, what do you need help with? What's the situation? What's happened?
Well, I know it's a total long shot, but I was wondering if the listeners out there were able to help me track down Tuesday morning about 8:20 a.m. I was just near the Lethbridge Airport on the Midland Highway, and I got a flat tyre, punctured it, had to quickly pull off the road. I had hundreds of people drive past me. No one helped or stopped down. And so I was waiting there for ages. Insurance company was going to take up to 2 hours to come get me. They wouldn't do it on the side of the road. They had to take me to a servo.
What?
And I was on my way to a new job.
Oh.
So I had to ring them and be like, I'm so sorry. So worst day to start.
Yeah.
But this amazing man came over after so many people drove past and he saved the day.
Oh, so he changed the tyre for you?
He did. And I was like, I've done it before. I'm just so stressed. I can't do it right now. Are you able to help me? And he did.
Oh, wow. What a good man. So what do you have? You want to track him down to thank him or...
Or to,
yeah.
Or are you single and you sort of thought, I missed my shot? What are we looking for, Alicia?
No, because I was so stressed out, I feel like I didn't say thank you enough. So if we were able to track him down so I could say thank you, maybe get him a little gift, you know, to say thank you.
Something signed by Cameron Ling, maybe.
Nah.
Maybe.
Sorry again, Alicia, what day was this?
This was Tuesday morning.
Tuesday, around 8:20 a.m.
Driving a black Ford Ranger, you said here.
Yes.
And which direction was he bound? What else do you know about him? Anything that we can use to narrow it down?
He was driving to Ballarat Base Hospital to work in the construction there, I believe.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, black Ford Ranger.
Yeah, Midland Highway.
Yep, to Ballarat, working in the construction part of the Ballarat Base Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped about 8:20 on Tuesday morning to help with the tyre. Okay, I think that should be, one would think, enough information to narrow it down.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do for you, Alicia.
Amazing.
All right.
We'll see if the voices of Geelong actually are.
How did the new job go?
Great, I got it. I'm back again today.
Oh, well done.
That's amazing. They had you back. All right, if anybody has any ideas to who this Good Samaritan might be that helped Alicia on the side of the highway, please get in touch with us, 52232955, or send us a message on the socials. We would love to get on to them.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lingy, you just popped out of the studio right as we were about to go to air.
Yeah.
And generally, there's only one reason for that. Here's actual audio of you leaving the studio.
Oh, that is childish. Childish,
no,
you too.
Mate, we appreciate it. We'd rather you be out there doing...
I like that you went out there and didn't run back in like Tom does and just bring it straight back in.
Hey, to be fair, I don't capture it in my pants, if you catch my drift.
What about you, Lee? What do you have to say about that?
I don't... That wasn't what happened. I went out there to actually blow my nose.
Incorrect.
Children, both of you. My kids are more mature than you two.
You're disgusting, Cameron Lee.
Can't you just hold it in? We've only got an hour to go.
I know. Just act like you're with Dodsy on the first date.
Immature, I think.
If you don't open your mouth, apparently the other end doesn't open either, and then nothing comes out.
Beck's about to come in here and play lyrical headlines, and she's going to give you two a lecture about your maturity levels.
Oh, whatever, gas.
You think you're hilarious, don't you?
I've got 10 of them. 10 of them.
You're so disgusting,
all
Lingy.
Right. So what have we got next, Lingy?
Lyrical headline.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for lyrical headlines.
Lines at Illyrica.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Time for Geelong Surf Coast and Bellarine's favourite Thursday base game. It's Lyrical Headlines. What are you giggling at?
Loggy's laughing.
Because he mimes it. He's such an... Anyway, Beck from the newsroom, did you walk in past any clouds when you came into the studio? Or?
Anything wafting in the hallway?
Mm. Beck. It did smell like Glen 20, but no.
That is such a Cameron Lynn thing.
That's actually... That's what it smells like when he breaks
what I meant.
Children, Beck. That's what we're dealing with here. Children.
You deal with children at home. Yep. You deal with children at work.
Got these two. My kids at home are more mature than these two. What are we doing this morning?
Wow, you're a bunch of fun.
Lyrical Headlines, Beck. You are here to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins. Do we have a theme?
We do, and I did give a little bit of a mention. Can you please play the music?
Oh.
Next level. You've brought your own, not only the answers to the questions, but you brought your own little theme teaser.
Yes.
Let's have a listen to what it is.
Saxophone. Saxophone.
Simpsons?
Simpsons?
Not quite.
Songs.
Saxophone solos in them.
Yes! Amazing. Okay, don't.
It's about to get sexy in here. Okay,
Yes, thanks to Louis Zacco, who used to work in the newsroom. He came up with this idea, and I'm like, we need to do this.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Oh, Log's up out of her seat.
She's excited.
It's the best three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Tom.
Ooh, big change up for us.
Yeah. If you get it wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. I think that's all the rules, isn't it?
Yep.
I think so.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing...
Lee.
Tom. Oh, damn it.
It's In Excess.
Five, four.
Never Tear Us Apart.
Yes! That was nasty, yeah. John. Good job, Lee.
I knew it. Cool.
It wasn't coming to me, though.
So
it was
nasty.
No, well, that's part of the tactics.
What the hell's the name of that one again?
Yeah, well done. Good on you, mate. One point to you.
I know, great.
All right.
Okay.
Lyrical Headlines. It's the saxophone version. Question number two.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Who can it be knocking at my
Loggy.
Door?
Lee.
It
is
five,
the police.
Four.
No.
Oh, no, damn. Okay.
Actually, I don't want to keep going with the lyrics, please.
Go away. Don't come round here no more. Can't you see that it's late at night? I'm very tired and I'm not feeling right.
Is it Tom? Is it Men at Work? Who Can It Be Now?
Yes.
Damn.
I thought it was Men at
Work. Couldn't get the band.
Yeah, I always confuse them with someone else.
The Police?
No.
Ice House?
No, all of those 80s bands. All right. Did they do Land Down Under?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. All right. Well, maybe I confuse them with their own band. All right, 1 point to each of us. Question number three, the saxophone edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I feel so unsure as I take your hand and lead you to the dance floor. As the music dies, something in your eyes calls to mind a silver screen and all its sad goodbyes. I'm never going to dance.
Yes! Okay, I was waiting for this the whole time. George Michael, Careless Whisper. Yes. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
See what you made happen, Beck.
Do not dance like that. Ever. Stop.
As soon as you said saxophone, I was just waiting. Whew, sorry, I got too excited.
We're going to have to get the pressure washer out on that chair.
I love that.
Someone get a gurney for us. All right,
here we go.
Here's
a bit of fun fact. Wham! Originally, we're going to perform that together, and then George did it by himself, but Andrew was very happy about that. Anyway, watch the thing on Netflix. Ooh.
Okay. Because they were best mates too, weren't they?
I know, it's so good.
Glad we went there. All right, tiebreaker, here we go. The saxophone edition.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Winding your way down on Baker Street.
Tom.
Yes. I knew that was coming.
Now.
Who sings it?
See? Yeah. So it's Baker Street and it's, damn. I know Eric Clapton does a version.
It's not the one I have.
He doesn't. Damn.
Okay, all right, so I mean, you can go on with more lyrics while I think about who it is.
Light in your head and dead on your feet. Well, another crazy day, you'll drink the night away and forget about everything.
Is it Jerry Rafferty?
Yes!
Oh!
Thank you.
Hang on. Jerry Rafferty or Jeffrey Rafferty?
Jerry.
Oh, good.
Way to try and stitch me up. Oh, my God.
Great get, Tommy.
Yeah,
well deserved.
Good job.
I'd like to credit my time on 5CC, the Air Peninsula's AM radio station for that one.
Time well spent.
What a round. That was amazing. I'll take the winner's sound effect as well. Thank you very much, Beck.
Thank you.
Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6am on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I need to know whether or not this is ridiculously woke or not.
Okay.
Okay?
Too woke.
Too woke
or
not.
Oh, my God. Are you going to get us cancelled?
Yeah, possibly. I don't care right now because I'm pretty fired up about this.
We care.
I know.
Okay. Under 14 football in Melbourne. Okay. All right. So just quick recap. In Geelong, under 9s, under 10s, under 12s. No finals, no ladders, anything like that. The
Why?
Kids play.
Okay, yeah.
Just let them play. Sorry, let them learn the game. Let them understand the game. Don't need all that. I'm cool with that. Under 14s, it's starting to get, like, it's still fun. Mm. It's still enjoyment, but there's some kids who are starting to excel a little bit. Other kids are playing just for fun. All that
Put
sort
it this
of
way,
stuff.
In the UK, and I guess other European countries where football, like soccer, is the thing, by sort of the 13, 14-year-old age, quite often the kids are in academies.
Yep.
And
Liverpool Academy, Manchester United, whatever it might be.
Technically play for Manchester United. Yeah,
correct,
yeah.
Correct. So very serious. So this is under 14. So I want to take you to the Southern Metro Junior Football League.
Why?
They have just made the decision that all 10 teams in that league can play finals this year.
Oh, that's...
So the
all right.
So the East Brighton, Vampires finished.
I love that name.
Yeah. Great name. Finished on top, unbeaten with a percentage of over 300%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dominant.
Yeah.
Dominant.
Is that because Chris Judd plays for them? Because
basically,
the Judds live in Brighton. That are happening.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But they had to forfeit their final. Because the competition is normally played on a Sunday, but in order to fit in all the finals that now need to be played because 10 teams are in the finals, they moved their final to a Tuesday.
Sure.
And all the kids were away on school camp from the East Brighton Vampires. They had
Stitchy.
To forfeit their final so that everybody could feel like they were part of the final series and participating in the beautiful thing that is finals,
yeah,
rather than rewarding some excellence in under 14s. Now, you may have sensed where my feelings land on this.
No.
But please,
I'm not picking up a vibe at all.
As my advisory board... Mm. Is this ridiculously woke or not, or just something that's wonderful and good and everybody should get to be involved?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I played sport, I know,
what?
For a little while. Soccer, netball.
Yeah.
Never won a final.
Yeah.
Went to the finals multiple times.
Oh,
always
okay.
Got runner-up.
Yeah.
And that has made me into the jaded, angry, delightful, quirky gal that you love. Now, had I won a medal, I might be boring. So I believe that is ridiculous. They need to have a finals because you need to learn in life that sometimes you're a loser.
Yep. Yeah, teams that finish in the top four get to play finals. Not all 10 of you.
No, here's what's happened, right? East Brighton kids, turds. So they're 3,000% or whatever.
They've 300%.
They've dominated all season. They're probably pretty modest about it. Not. And so the rest of the league's got together and gone, we'll stitch them up. Here's how we go. Yeah, no, we're going to get these guys. Don't you worry. Oh, they're out of town. Perfect. That's when their game is. Oh, sorry, guys. You're out.
Possibly that's what's happened, Tommy. Possibly. It is the most ridiculously stupid thing I've heard.
I think it's reasonable. I think it's a wonderful tactic.
I think if East Brighton, if they were to pay money to keep the league going, that's probably that, you know, they're going to find out very shortly that peeing off the East Brighton parents, probably not the best idea.
Burnouts in a Mercedes or a Bentley in the middle of the field.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A bride's special day has been blasted to smithereens with water because the wedding planner went into the hotel room where the bride and the bridesmaids were all getting ready. Bridesmaids were all done up, hair, makeup, ready to go. Bride basically finished. They were just putting the finishing touches on her. The wedding planner decided to hang the bride's dress on the sprinkler system in the hotel.
Oh, my God. And this is what happened.
No, I don't know where my phone is at. Your phone is behind it. I'm sorry. Where's your glasses?
I'm sorry.
Don't forget your phone, though.
I know. Apparently, torrential rain like water fell down throughout the whole hotel room. Bride's makeup and hair ruined, wedding dress ruined, the whole thing.
Awful.
I mean, that's just so awful. But I've heard about sprinkler systems going off before, but only in movies.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone personally in which this has actually happened to. Mm. So we're asking on 52232955, have you ever been in one of these niche situations?
Bex in Winchelsea. Morning, Beck.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Has this happened to you? Have you seen the sprinklers go off?
I have. My high school girlfriend got married. She actually celebrated her 14th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, congrats.
When she was in Melbourne, we went up to Melbourne and we stayed in this beautiful hotel that one of the bridesmaids actually purchased for the night before the wedding. And we went up there and we were putting all our dresses away, all that kind of stuff. The bride actually stood up on one of the little dining tables, a little table and chairs that's normally near like a rounded window. She actually stood up on that and hung her dress, her own wedding dress, up on the sprinkler. And she just got shot down, shot down. The water pressure flew her across the room. We're lucky it didn't push her the other way or she would have went out the bloody window. It flew down. Within 30 seconds, we were in knee-foot deep water.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It was insane. It was the most scariest thing that we'd ever gone through. We were all screaming.
Yeah.
The alarms were going off. We had fire brigade turn up. We ended up flooding three floors of this hotel.
No.
Got yelled at by the fire department.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was massive. We ended up, the wedding did go through the next day. We got to salvage our dresses because they were already hanging up in the wardrobe. Her dress was black. The dirty water that come out of the pipe.
So
we were on the phone all night. None of us got to sleep. On the phone all night looking for a 24-hour dry cleaner of some sort to get this dress fixed. We ended up finding one at about 5 a.m. the next morning. And it cost us a couple of hundred, it was probably about $600 to get it fixed. So we all had to scrounge money together and all that to get this dress fixed. Once it got done, you could only just pinpoint little bits. If you knew the story, what happened, you could pick out the little dirty marks within the lace. But apart from that, the dress came up really, really well. But we ended up getting moved into another room and it was teeny tiny and it was not as luxurious as the first one.
Yeah. So put them in the basement.
It was so scary. And she had her 2-year-old little daughter there as well. So I scooped her up and we got told to get out because of all the lamps and stuff, electricity.
Did you have to pay a fine? Did she have to pay for three floors worth of damage?
A few months later, she ended up getting a $10,000 insurance bill in the mail. She actually went to court and fought it because the hotel has insurance, so she shouldn't have to cover that, and she won. She didn't have to pay it.
Nice.
Good win.
Yeah.
Far out. I can't believe it.
Do you know, in my mind, what about the other two or three floors worth of people
who
had to be...
The water was coming through the actual, roof of the floor. We got shoved down to, we had to go back down the bottom, and you'd actually see the water coming, starting to come through the floor. It was, dripping down.
Okay. I don't even want to know what the hen's day was like then.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.